Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Teresa Watkins with Tom McCubbin here. As if 2020 hasn't been scary enough, Halloween will be here soon. Our family starts our holiday season with Halloween. It's Tony's birthday. That explains so much. But it's also one of my favorite garden themes, scary gardens. We have Randy Schultz, who is not scary at all, to discuss how we can use black plants and tricks for your landscape that will evoke Halloween. We're also taking your phone calls at 407-916-5400. Or you can text us at 23680. So join Randy, Tom, and Joni, Kelly, and me for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on outdoor power equipment that'll get you there. Our battery-powered AK Homeowner Series has everything you need to take on your to-do list. Shop online, pick up at any of over 9,000 local Steel dealers. Find yours at stihldealers.com. Available participating dealers.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author. Author's Guide to Publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good morning, and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm hoping to see a lot of yards decorated for Halloween this year. Scary gardens, also known as gothic gardens, are a popular theme, but did you know you can have a gothic garden all year round with black plants? Randy Schultz, editor of Home Garden and Homestead, which is a guide to modern living full of great ideas for gardening and home decorating, will join us to talk about black plants that we can grow and easy ways to decorate for Halloween. Thank you for stopping by for the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can be part of our program by calling 407-916-5400 or texting us at 23680. My October newsletter is out. In it, I tell you how to plant wildflower seeds, fall design tips, and you can find out more about my exclusive trip to the garden capital of the United States, my Brandywine extravaganza tour to the Chanticleer Botanical Gardens, Winterthur, and the Longwood Gardens, and so much more. Also, please go to our Facebook page. I really love that everyone's starting to just sign up and like our page, Better Lawns and Gardens. We'll be putting up more photos of what we discussed today, so you don't want to miss it. So, Tom and Joni, how do you decorate your house for Halloween? Now, do you think you'll get any trick-or-treaters?
Joni's off set right now, but I'm here. Yeah, you know, I don't know where we're going to get any trick-or-treaters or not. I've been waiting to see what's going to happen. I asked one of my neighbors, and I told Joni that I was going to be out there with a mask on. Joni, what do you think?
Yes. We'll see it.
That'll be scary.
Yeah, that's scary enough. But I'm thinking they'll still be around, not as many in number as we have. Well, you know, some years we've had 400 or 500 kids come through, but recent years even only maybe 100 to 75 to 100. But I don't know. What do you think, Teresa?
Well, I think we're not going to have as many this year. We never get any on our street that we live on. We have a dead-end street, but we're downtown, you know, Orlando. But we just don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters here. And so when you have, you know, 200-300 kids show up, how much candy do you have to buy?
Lots. And we have a witch that gives out the candy. It's our daughter. And we tell her, you put one in and take two out.
No.
So Kelly, what about your yard? Do you anything scary in your yard?
Not so much. Not the most festive at the moment, but I'm sure we're going to like finesse something. Some of our neighbors are doing exactly what you're talking about, so I feel like I'm going to be acclimating to everything if I do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. You're going to have to get in line with the street.
I might have to.
No, I figure, Teresa, you live on the proper street, a dead-end street.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, when my children were little, we would decorate the outside with gravestones and spider webs and dead plants. Be proud of your dead plants and show them off.
Yep.
But I would have those Halloween spooky sound effects that we used to have on the stereo, and I would crank the stereo up really loud so that there would be screams coming from inside the house. And so it was so fabulous, but it was funny because I would hide behind the curtains to look at the kids coming up, and some of the parents would drag their kids and say, "Oh, no, we don't want to go there. That's a bad house."
Well, we used to have the sounds also. Yeah. Oh, well.
And so, you know, we just love that. But we don't do it very much anymore. Like I said, we're a lot of, you know, retirees in this area. And so there's not a lot of kids coming up. So I guess those people didn't have the holiday spirit, though. So let's get to Randy. Joining us right now is Randy Schultz, garden and editor of Home Garden and Homestead. It's a wonderful site that provides interesting and informative articles on everything from foraging for food and plants to gardening and home ideas for anywhere in the country. So it's a great site. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
Randy,
hello.
There? Kelly?
He was there. Can you hear us, okay, Randy? Well, Randy?
Nope.
I can hear you.
There
you
go.
Randy, there
you
are. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It's that pipeline from Colorado that's doing us in. You need to pay for your telephone.
Sometimes that happens.
So, Randy, how is the weather there right now? I read that Minnesota has snow. What's going on in Colorado?
Yeah, it's cooled off. We can't even pretend it's summer anymore.
You know, but your temperatures fluctuate so much. You could be 90 degrees today and 34 tonight.
That's exactly what happens. It's sort of a yo-yo climate, and you just have to be, I don't know, you got to be a little tough. I don't know how plants do it. I really don't.
Yeah, our son's out there, of course, so he keeps us informed as what the temperatures are. We look at them every day, but right now you're cool. Yeah,
yeah, it's It feels like October. It feels like we're approaching Halloween.
There you go. Well, that's good. So, Randy, tell us about Home Garden and Homestead real quick.
Home Garden and Homestead is a destination website where you can go find out anything you want to know about growing plants, about, like you said in the intro, foraging for food, DIY projects you can do around the house, all kinds of great stuff.
That's wonderful. Now, the next big holiday is Halloween. It's coming up, and I love talking to you about it. So it's a good time to talk about spooky goth gardens. So what exactly is a goth garden?
Goth gardens and the love of goth gardening are inspired by the dark, brooding gothic gardens that were popular during the Victorian era, probably from about 1850 to 1900. And quite simply, a goth garden has a fascination with cemeteries and death and creepiness. The themes of death and decay are represented in the garden. And one of the ways to do that is to use black or really dark colored plants. So that's one thing that we as gardeners can do. And of course, you know, today all kinds of store-bought tombstones, or you can make your own, you know, creepy decorations. But I like to think the foundation for a real goth garden is the black plants, the black flowers, and the black leaves.
Yep. I want to know if you use one of my favorite, which is the bat flower.
The bat flower is one of my favorites. That's a tough plant to find. I know that Logies.com carries that as a house plant. But if you've ever seen a bat flower, the flower actually looks sort of bat-like. It's very creepy, and it's got tendrils, sort of like cat whiskers, coming off of the flower.
Yeah.
The flower rises above the foliage, which looks kind of normal, which makes the bat flower look even creepier, you know?
What are other some black plants that you can use?
Well, some of my favorites include black velvet petunias. Those are usually found in garden centers and where you buy plants. And this was introduced a few years ago, and it is almost truly jet black. It's got a little hint of violet in the center. But this is a great, you know, and we've all seen petunias. They're tough plants. They last in a flower bed for a long time. And I love the fact that you can get a black-flowered petunia.
Yeah,
we're getting
cool.
into petunia time right now. Now is our time for petunias. And one other one that I know you like is a Soreback Delight Viola.
Yeah, same idea in terms of a pretty popular plant. We've seen violas for years. They're usually shades of purple and yellow. This is black petals with a very small yellow eye right in the center. And I love violas because in a lot of gardens, they'll not only will they flower for a long, long period of time, but out here in the West, they will naturalize and they'll reseed and come up next year in the garden. So that's a bonus for sure.
Now, is this planting time for you also for petunias and violas?
Only if you put it in pots and containers and bring them in for the cold weather. Otherwise, it's just too darn late. We are quite envious of Florida's growing climate, and your length of your growing season is just astounding to us.
Oh yeah,
because we're pretty much done with planting, you know.
And so Randy, besides creating a goth garden, what other tricks do you have for Halloween decoration?
Well, you know, you want to bring out your creepy side. And I heard a little bit of your previous conversation where you'd hide behind the curtains and scare the kids. That's a great idea. But one of the things you can use in a goth garden is anything that's old. So it's a great time to raid your shed or your attic or your, you know, wherever you put old furniture and stuff like that, old furniture. Goth the goth look is real dark, right? So an old dining chair, dark wood, can be wrapped in like mummy gauze or something like that. One of the things that I have seen that works so well is to create a little vignette on your porch or in the front of your house. Use a couple of skeletons and have them seated like at a tea party or something. So you create a scene where it's clearly not a normal decorating scene. You've got these old wooden furniture pieces. You've got the cobwebs and the mummy gauze, and you've got skeletons sipping or, you know, pretending to sip tea. What a great look, you know. I mean, that gets the neighbor's attention.
That's true. It would be great. Where can listeners get more information? And I know you have a couple of articles on Home Garden and Homestead about goth gardening. So where can they find those?
Well, go to homegardenandhomestead.com. And actually, one of the better stories is the one that you wrote about goth gardening. So you're kind of our resident expert. But homegardenandhomestead.com, and put Halloween in the search bar, and those stories will come up.
Thank you so much, Randy. Enjoyed talking to you about it. So you'll hope you have a great Halloween and it's not too scary. I hope the cold weather is fine for you this year.
Me too. Thanks so much. And you guys have a great day.
Okay, there thanks, Randy. Take care.
Thank you. If you have a gardening question, now is the time to call us at 407-916-5400. Or you can text Tom at 23680. We've been having a lot of phone calls, Tom, so they're going to call back in. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
And now a thought from Barry Zeckelman, Chairman and CEO of Zeckelman Industries, who invites you to help this country make it here.
Dear America, let's manufacture a better future. Let's get back to looking for made in America on the things we buy. Let's bring back domestic manufacturing. Let's build the factories, warehouses, and businesses that build community, might jumpstart the career of a recent grad, provides the family down the street with a decent paycheck, and real benefits, the kind that benefit us all. Let's give our economy a shot in the arm. Let's make it here. Let's make it made in America.
Zeckelman Industries is a family-owned 100% domestic manufacturing company. Makers of innovative steel structures and products that lets the water flow, keeps the lights on, and helps builders build. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think about bringing back domestic manufacturing to this country. Get involved at Zeckelman.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closing, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is the time to give us a call, 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. Tom, did you know that basil is supposed to be magic? And what kind of supernatural powers do you think basil has?
I don't know. Joni, what do you think? Basil being magic?
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I heard that if you want to keep cats away from an area, you can break basil up in the fine particles and put it around. It'll keep cats away. I don't know.
Yeah, that could be. But basil is used for exorcisms and protection and love potions. You sprinkle it around the house to ward off evil and negative spirits. There's an old saying that goes, where basil grows, no evil goes. Or the other one is, where basil is, no evil lives. So a gift of basil to someone moving into a new home will also bring them good luck.
What the hell that came about? Yeah.
I don't know. Let's take a phone call here. We have Phil.
Let me do this one other one here.
Okay,
I like this one here. It says it can be carried as a charm to promote potency in men and or attract love.
That's love? Basil? That's basil?
That's what you wrote down there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to tell you then.
I'll take it back. It's juniper. I'm sorry.
Juniper. Okay, juniper. I was going to say, you know, but I wonder how you give juniper. Is it just planting junipers? Is that a way to get our husbands to plant plants?
I don't know. That may be it. It says something about.
This will make you potent. There you go.
If it can't be carried, I guess you stick it in your pocket. I have no idea. Okay, now we can get the call. Sorry.
There you go. That's all right. That's wonderful. Phil in Palm Bay. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I'm doing a lot of new landscaping. I'm putting in a lot of bromeliads.
Okay.
Good.
How often do they bloom? Can they, the same plant, have more than one bloom? Or after it dies off, is it going to bloom again? And also, when the little pups come out, when can I remove those, or do I have to take the whole plant out, cut that pup off, and replant it?
Okay, well, you know, one of the great things about bromeliads, Tom, is that they keep expanding and expanding and growing exponentially, but they only bloom one time, Phil. And so the blooms are not the most colorful things on the plant. It's those bracts that are the really colorful part of it. And so as it starts to decline, then you go ahead and you can remove that plant, but you should have two, maybe, three more underneath it, and they'll just keep on growing, right, Tom?
Yes, they do. And we do have some colorful ones, like Pyramidalis, for instance, which flowered not too long ago with the big spike, and we had the Guzmanias.
So, oh, yeah.
We do get a lot of color from them. And I have a lot of bromeliads. It's not Joni's favorite, I'm going to be honest with you. She's an orchid person. She does let me now have a few bromeliads in her shade house. But I have them in the landscape, and they can take over. I mean, you have to be careful. Some of the varieties are very vigorous, and then you just take those out or divide them and share them with your friends.
Well, I was going to say, I have one friend, Joanne, who she has so many bromeliads that when she sends them out, she just puts them on her driveway, and the neighbors and people driving by just stop and pick them up.
They mysteriously disappear. It's amazing. So, Phil, you know, you will get those little pups. When the pups get probably about 6 to 8 inches in length, then you can divide them off. I'm always dividing my bromeliads, and I get so many. I have to, like Teresa says, just give them away. Yeah, it's kind of
okay.
Fun.
Okay, so you can just break those off.
Break them off, cut them right down there, and you know, get a little bit of the root, the base of it. Make sure you have that, and they'll replant very easily.
Yeah, I look for a little bit of root at the bottom of the pup. When I see the roots there, then I know I can take them off. No problem.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Phil. We have Patricia in Sebring. Good morning, Patricia. How can we help you?
Good morning.
Hello.
I'm calling regarding my Christmas cactus. Last year, I put it in the garage in the dark for 2 months, didn't water it. I was amazed at all of the buds that came out on it. But this year, I'm getting ready to do the same. But I need to know, do I need to water it and fertilize it before I do that? Because I don't remember what I did last year.
Yeah, well, don't be quite so brutal to the plant. You know, we used to do this up north also because of the cold. We take the holiday cactus, Thanksgiving cactus, Christmas cactus, and we put them into the basement. Almost no light down there at all. And miraculously, they flowered. And so it's got to be a tradition. All you have to do is put them in a spot where there's no nighttime light, not a flicker, not a flash. No nighttime light someplace back in the landscape, and they're going to flower no matter what you do. And all you do is just make sure the soil is moist, not overly wet. Fertilizer time is over, and they're going to bloom for you. So you don't have to put them in a totally dark area. Just put them in an area where they get no nighttime light. Can you do that?
I can do that. Great. Now, when do I fertilize it?
We fertilize pretty much monthly, starting in March all the way through the end of September. So if,
got it.
If you
March
want to put
September.
A little on now, you probably could, but you're getting kind of late.
Yeah, think of
it
as a growing time. You know, growing season, then you can fertilize.
Fabulous. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, too.
We have Keith in Tallahassee. Good morning, Keith. What's your gardening question?
Hi, Keith. Good morning. Hello, Keith.
Good morning, Keith. Okay, well, let's take a phone call. Well, Keith is getting to the phone. Or let's take a text. I'm sorry. Let's take a text.
Okay, good. A very simple one here. It says, how do I get rid of Mexican petunias? And, you know, what I do is pull them up if I need to. Sometimes they can be a bit invasive, and I know they've got that reputation. But when they're out of bounds, I just pull them up. You know, they can be used so well to fill areas with color. And we do have dwarf forms. We have ones that don't spread the seeds. But if you really need to get rid of them and you want to, you could use one of the brush killers. There's several out there, Ortho Brush Be Gone and Bio Advanced Brush Killer Plus. There's several, and that will take them out. But
but they pull up really easy.
Yeah, they do.
Well, Keith is back. Good morning, Keith.
Hello, Keith.
No, he's not.
Keith, I know you're there.
There's a long way to Tallahassee. Maybe it takes the calls a good while to get here.
RT, is it RT? This is RT in Tallahassee.
Oh,
okay,
there you
good.
Go. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Good. There you are. Good.
There
you
are.
Thank you for being there. Yeah, we finally got to you.
Now, this is the second time I called. Last time I answered a question about the tallest hill in Florida, which is in Walton County, where my family grew up. But I wanted to call more or less. I tried to get in earlier to talk to the gentleman about the camellias. We have a long history of Alfred B. McClay, who was my father-in-law's personal friend. And going back in the 50s, he bought a white camellia from Alfred, and he paid $50 for it.
Wow.
And it's planted. We have a home next door to the governor's mansion where our daughter lives, but we live not far from there in another area. And I've always tried to get the dadgum thing. It's a beautiful plant. It gets up real high. It's sort of a medium white, and I don't know what the special, but at that time, since he was friends with Mr. Clay, it must have been a very valuable plant, you know. And so I was always trying to identify the darn thing, and I need to get somebody sometime to tell me what it is because I don't know. But it's a beautiful plant, as I said, and I just was wanting to comment about that. And I also worked for a milling company in Tallahassee for many years, and we would deliver tons and tons and tons of cottonseed meal to Alfred B. McClay. And Mr. Farrell was the manager there, and we just did that. And that, he mentioned the cottonseed meal, and I use it, too, on my camellias here at Lafayette Park. But anyway, I just wanted to comment on that, and I enjoy your program.
Well, RT, if you will send a picture of the flower, I will take it over to Jim and see what he can do about identifying it.
I will. Our daughter lives there, as I said, and I'll do that. I've always wanted to, and I just never have identified it. I've got other tags on everything. I was friends with Mr. Stewart in Stewart's Nursery in Tallahassee, and I've got a bunch of stuff that came from him, and he owned a big estate out on Buck Lake. But anyway, it's just interesting that all of these things sort of come together. And I will copy, color it, have a picture taken, and send it to you. And I'll get with you on that later.
I wonder
thank you so much.
I wonder also over at McClay Gardens, which has lots of camellias, if they have somebody there that could identify them.
Oh, sure.
Well, that's true, and that's where it came from.
Yeah,
it came from Alfred B. McClay, who owned McClay Gardens, and I just never have. I've been out there many times, but never have identified that particular camellia. But, we go back a long way there. Okay, well, I just wanted to comment on it. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Thank you, RT.
Sure.
McClay Gardens
sure.
Is really nice. If you're up in Tallahassee, you need to go to McClay Gardens, especially when the camellias are out. And you might be able to match it up over there because they have lots of beautiful camellias, that's for sure.
Well, you know, when you visit people who have had camellias a long time, Tom, they do have varieties that are used to be family members, camellias that are named after them. I know Glenna in Winter Park has two or three camellias from her grandmother and mother that's the only one that she knows of. And so these varieties are really fascinating when you find the really older ones.
And, you know, I think the older ones do best. I don't know. I'm sure Jim can tell you more about the newer varieties. But I think the older varieties like Professor Sargent and Debutante,
yes.
Doniana Rubra, those are all reliable. If you buy them, I know they're going to do okay for you. So I wonder if Professor Sargent was really a friend of somebody that was a sergeant. I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's a beautiful red.
Yeah, yep.
It's a gorgeous.
Purple. It really kind of neat, yep.
Okay, well, we don't have any phone calls. You can give us a call at 407-916-5400. But, Tom, I think we have a minute or so to take a text.
Okay, here's one here. It says, when is the best time to plant a kumquat tree? And this is Dan in Lakeland. You know, in Lakeland, I think you do it anytime you want. You're in a very cold area, although the kumquats are very cold tolerant. I would think you could go ahead and plant it almost any time also. Fall is normally a citrus planting time. That's when a lot of the groves got established. So any time now, I'd go ahead and plant a kumquat tree. How about you, Teresa?
Sure. If you find one, go ahead. I mean, kumquats are doing well. How are they doing with the citrus greening, Tom? Are they affected by it?
All the citrus get it. I haven't heard any update on kumquats, but I don't think they have as much of a problem. But they still get it, regretfully.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, you can give us a call, 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Drivers, have you ever thought, I'm only going 10 miles per hour over the speed limit? We all have, but did you know that 10 miles an hour makes a huge difference in reaction and braking time? The driver going 35 miles per hour only needs 250 feet to stop for a pedestrian in a crosswalk. But the driver going 45 miles per hour will travel an additional 110 feet in only a half a second. You may be able to afford the speeding ticket, but a pedestrian may pay the price. Alert today. Alive tomorrow.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $55. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
And we're back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. And you can give us a call, 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. And even on our Facebook page, Helen posted a picture of a bagworm case, and she wanted to know what it is. We were able to identify that for her. So thank you very much, Helen. Let's go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy.
Morning, Roy.
Hey, good morning, Tom, Teresa, yep. Joni. Hey, you guys were talking about dragonflies.
Yes,
and well, my vision isn't real good, but first I was getting mixed up at first because I was kind of a city boy, but there's earlier, maybe 3-4 weeks ago, they were looked like, I figured they were hummingbirds coming around, and I got knockout roses and blue plumagos and hibiscus, and now the dragonflies, I think they usually do, like you were saying, they come around in the fall now. And I was just wondering, is there much difference in size that, or how to tell the, a good way to tell the difference between the two?
Hummingbirds tend to be bulky, and dragonflies, if you can see the wings, there's four wings, kind of look like a little, whirligigs of some sort, but they're fairly streamlined, long insects, and needle-like in shape. But they're out during the summer all throughout the hot weather. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's also that hummingbird moth that kind of looks like a hummingbird, but they'll let you get really close to them, whereas hummingbirds usually don't let you get close to them. But it could have been a hummingbird moth, too, as well, Roy.
Yeah, I had a bunch of those in my list.
Down into the pool, like you were saying about drinking water.
Yeah, that'd probably be the dragonfly doing that.
Uh-huh. And those will be coming around now in the fall, right, the dragonflies?
I see them all throughout the summer and into the fall. Yeah.
Sure, round you see them here in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, I just have to pay more attention, I guess.
There you go, Roy. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. So let's go to Henry in Gotha. Good morning, Henry.
Hello, Henry.
Well, top of the morning, folks. Two quick questions. First of which has to do with the fertilizer spikes that we see advertised. Are they as effective as, say, a topical application?
I'm not a fertilizer spike fan. I'm going to be honest with you. I like to put the fertilizer out over the surface of the soil because the roots are everywhere. And what you're doing is just, if you're putting a spike down, you're putting it in one area. Fertilizer spikes are good for people who need some direction, I guess. Like somebody working in the landscape, you say, put six of those spikes around my tree or shrubs or whatever it might be. But I like to toss it out over the surface of the soil so it can get to all the roots.
I agree with you.
Yeah, okay. In agreement here. If two of us agree, it must be true.
okay.
I don't know. What do you think?
At my house.
So what do you think, Henry?
I'm sorry?
What do you think about fertilizer spikes? Do you like to use them?
Well, my problem is that we just planted a crepe myrtle, but it's on a hill, if you will.
Yeah.
And I had spread some fertilizer, and I noticed it had basically washed away with the as a result of the irrigation system, and that's why I said, well, perhaps in this case I should switch to the spikes.
Yeah, I think that would work in your case. That'd probably be a good use for them.
Yeah, I think so. That's a really good idea. And, you know, just put them at the top and let it soak its way down.
Right. And my other question is, we've depended on our viburnum hedge over the years to serve as a fence, if you will, or privacy fence, whatever you want to call it. And to tell you the truth, it's so cotton-picking labor-intensive. Is there anything you folks could recommend in lieu of the viburnum hedge that would still give us, say, 8 feet of privacy?
That's not high maintenance, labor intensive.
Yeah, well, you had the fragrant viburnum probably, odoratissima, and that one there can get, I've seen them 30 feet tall. So that would take a lot more pruning. I like the suspensum, and that stays a lot smaller, probably not more than 5 feet or 6 feet. So you have some options. But, you know, when you ask for a hedge plant, most of the time you want it to get some height to it. And so most of them are going to get over 8 feet tall, 12 feet. We have anise, and anise can get tall too. But if you get viburnum suspensum, it's going to stay smaller, but not quite 8 feet probably. Teresa?
Well, is there anything that I could substitute that, say, would give me the size? It's, say, a tropical look, but low maintenance, or am I reaching for the stars?
Yeah, that tropical look is going to be the, you know, the viburnums. You can also go with ligustrums and podocarpus too. So it just depends on, you know, the height you want and how much you want to work, because they're all going to need to have maintenance and pruning to keep them at that 8 foot level. How are you cutting them at 8 feet high?
I'm sorry?
Are you getting on a ladder to cut them at 8 feet high?
Unfortunately, because I'm only 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
You know, okay. There's nothing in between. You know, that's the problem. The suspensum stays down about 5 or 6 feet. When you get to 8 feet, you have to use plants that are going to get even taller. So you're going to have a fair amount of pruning to it. My suspensum, I hardly ever prune it at all. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, that's what I think it would be your best bet. Okay.
Okay, well, listen, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Henry. Appreciate it. We have one more call. If we can get in real quick, Bob in Tampa. Good morning.
Bob, you got a minute.
Yes.
How can we help you?
Yes.
Real quick.
Good morning. I'll make it quick. I have an avocado tree. It was in the ground about 6 years, and it came down in a storm. And I had somebody cut it, obviously left the root there, the stump and the root. Is there a problem just to leave that there? Does that create any termites or anything?
Well, termites are going to like it. Is it growing?
Well, it just came down about a week ago, and I had it cut down. But they wanted a lot to remove the stump and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
I think it's going to come back, Tom. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's going to sprout back up for you. You know, if you don't want it there anymore, then you have to put a brush killer on it. And then termites will eat the roots. There's no doubt about that. But if it starts to grow back again, then you're going to get another tree, and the termites probably won't bother that.
There you go. All right, Bob, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. If you have a gardening question, we have a few more minutes in this next segment. You can give us a call, 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature.
This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
I'm a father.
I'm an aunt. I'm a neighbor.
I'm a veteran.
But out here, on the water,
I'm operating the boat.
A boat operator.
I'm a safe operator.
The operator.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, you only have one job. Keep everyone safe. Always scan the water and be aware of your surroundings. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Teresa Watkins with Tom McCubbin, Joni, and Kelly here. And Tom, let's go and take some text messages.
Okay, sounds good. I have one here that says they planted a viburnum, Walther's viburnum in this case, and they think it's not the dwarf, but they think they planted it too deep about 6 months ago. They want to know, should I dig it up and plant it correctly? It's not grown at all. Teresa?
Yep, I would say if you cannot see the flare at the bottom of the base of the shrub, then I would definitely lift it up.
Yeah, this is kind of what Jim Hunter was talking about this morning also with camellias, that it's easy to plant something too deep in Florida. And so if even though it's been in there 6 months ago, if it has, it's not growing, not doing well, I'd lift it and replant it. I don't think you have a choice.
No, I agree. And you want to make sure and just pull back the mulch from it. Make sure you can see that flare. That's a really easy way to see it. I went to a community this week and every single oak tree had a straight trunk going straight down. They were all planted too deep. So I'm going to be going back and looking at dead trees in another 6 months, I think.
Yeah. And the other thing is it doesn't hurt to leave the top of the root ball up out of the ground an inch or so, and with trees, even a couple of inches.
And yeah, because they're going to settle with the weight of the root ball and the weight of the water. It's going to go down a couple of inches naturally.
Yeah, that's what we don't realize in Florida. The soil kind of sinks after it's been fluffed up a little bit. And you can put mulch up to the edge of the root ball. That's okay to do that. Here's the next one here. It says, I have a lemon tree to plant, and there are four baby lemons on it. Oh, kind of neat. It says, here's the killer question. Do we have to cut them off now, or can we let them mature?
Let them mature.
Okay, Joni says let them mature. What do you think?
Definitely.
I think let them mature. Life's too short.
I'd go ahead and leave them on there. You know, typically after we plant a citrus tree, we tell people not to let them fruit for 3 years. And this is probably oranges, grapefruits, and things like that. Because once a fruit sets, that limb doesn't grow anymore. But in this case, lemons are a little bit different. Lemons fruit earlier, so I'd plant it out there. They may drop. They may just drop anyway.
Sure.
The planting disrupts the growth of the tree. So, but again, I think I'd leave them on there.
Yeah, and lemons produce all year round, so they don't really have a set season. But go ahead and just leave them on, see how they do. And call us back and let us know what happens.
I know, see if you get a lemon. Here's one here. It says the best way to treat black spots on Duranta, that's probably the golden Duranta.
Wow.
And the black spot is a fungus. Quite often it's due to the fact that it's in the wrong place. It's in a place where it's not getting good air movement, sustained moist, especially during the summer. They need a fungicide. Go out and get one of the new systemic fungicides. BioAdvance has them, Immunox has them, Fertilome has them, and use that to get the black spot under control. Yeah. The problem is you're still going to get a lot of leaf drop because you're behind the eight ball right now. And so once you start seeing the spots, then you start having the problem.
Yep, I agree. And, you know, they're full sun plants, so if they're in any kind of shade at all, you're going to see them having stress issues.
Yeah, I am not a big Duranta fan. I don't know, Teresa. What do you think?
I'm not a big fan either. I know a lot of people like to place them in front of the loropetalums. You get that yellow chartreuse, you know, in front of the burgundies, and it looks good. But you got to make sure you're fertilizing them so that they're healthy. This is all plants that you're pruning pruning often. So when you're doing that, you're stressing it out. There, it's even more, you know, important to fertilize.
Yeah. Gold male is one of the popular ones, and they're also cold sensitive, and I've seen them frozen back pretty bad, too.
That's true. Tom, we want to thank Jim Hunter with South Seminole Farm and Nursery in Castleberry, and, you know, go by and look at the camellias. This is the time of the year for the next 2 months. Go and you can select a great camellia for your yard. We'd like to thank Randy Schultz with HomeGardenAndHomestead.com. Joni, love the dragonflies information. And Kelly, thank you. We make a great team, so thank you very much. Thank you to all our callers and texters. Join us next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Take care, everyone. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Call 800-589-5599. That's 800-589-5599. 800-589-5599. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. The price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.